Swifter grow the visions. Now a mighty city looms, hewn from a hill of purest cinnabar, to domes and turrets like a sunrise thronged with tier on tier of captive moons, half drowned in shifting erubescence. But whose hands were sculptors of its doors, and columns wrought to semblance of prodigious blooms of old? No Eremite hath lingered there to say, and no man comes to learn. For long ago a prophet came, warning its timid king against the plague of lichens that had crept across subverted empires, and the sand of wastes that Cyclopean mountains ward, which slow and ineluctable would come to take his fiery bastions and his fanes and quench his domes with greenish tetter. Now I see a host of naked giants armed with horns of behemoth and unicorn, who wander blinded by the clinging spells of hostile wizard Dri, and stagger on to forests where the very leaves have eyes, and ebonies like wrathful dragons roar to teaks a chuckle in the loathly gloom, where coiled lianas lean with serried fangs from writhing palms with swollen bowls that moan, where leeches of a scarlet moss have sucked the eyes of some dead monster and have crawled to bask upon his azure-spotted spine, where hydra-throated blossoms hiss and sing or yawn with mouths that drip a sluggish dew whose touch is death and slow corrosion. Then I watch a war of pygmies met by night with pitter of their drums of parrot's hide on plains with no horizon, where a god might lose his way for centuries, and there in wreathed light and fulgors all convolved a rout of green enormous moons ascends with rays that like a shivering venom run on inch-long swords of lizard fang. Surveyed from this my throne, as from a central sun, the pageantries of worlds and cycles pass, forgotten splendors, dream by dream, unfold like tapestry and vanish. Violet suns, or suns of changeful iridescence, bring their rays about me like the colored lights imploring priests might lift to glorify the face of some averted god. The songs of mystic poets in a purple world ascend to me in music that is made from unconceived perfumes and the pulse of love ineffable. The lute players, whose lutes are strung with gold of the utmost moon, call forth delicious languors never known save to their golden kings. The sorcerers of hooded stars, inscrutable to God, surrender me their demon-wrested scrolls, inscribed with lore of monstrous alchemies and awful transformations. If I will, I am at once the vision and the seer, and mingle with my ever-streaming pomps, and still abide their suzerain. I am the neophyte, who serves a nameless god, within whose fane the fanes of Hecatompylos were arks the Titan worshippers might bear, or flags to pave the threshold. Or I am the god himself, who calls the fleeing clouds into the nave where suns might congregate, and veils the darkling mountain of his face with fold on solemn fold, for whom the priests amass their monthly hecatomb of gems, opals that are a camel-cumbering load, and monstrous alabrandins won from war with realms of hostile serpents, which arise combustible in vapors many-hued and myrrh-excelling perfumes. It is I, the king, who holds with scepter-dropping hand the helm of some great barge of chrysolite, sailing upon an amethystin sea to isles of timeless summer. For the snows of Hyperborean winter and their winds sleep in his jewel-builded capital, nor any charm of flame-wrought wizardry, nor conjured suns may rout them. So he flees with captive kings to urge his serried oars, hopeful of dales where amaranthine dawn hath never left the faintly sighing lote and fields of lisping moly. Or I fare empanoplied with azure diamond as hero of a quest Acherna lights to deserts filled with ever-wandering flames that feed upon the sullen marl, and soar to wrap the slopes of mountains and to leap with tongues intolerably lengthening that lick the blenched heavens. But there lives, secure as in a garden walled from wind, a lonely flower by a placid well, midmost the flaring tumult of the flames that roar as roars the storm-possessed sea, implacable forever. And within that simple grail the blossom lifts, there lies one drop of an incomparable dew which heals the parched weariness of kings and cures the wound of wisdom.